Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ, beyond excited for tomorrow. Tomorrow it's a historic day in Seattle sports as the Seattle Kraken play their first ever home game at Climate Pledge Arena. And it's so awesome to have our friend on back on with us. It's the play-by-play man on Root Sports. It's John Forslund on The Rock.
Unbelievable. I thought after the first two conversations, John would have regained his senses, but here he is.
Who are you guys again?
John, it's us. Come on.
John, man.
I just woke up. Good morning. I think I have an appointment here. Yes. Good morning.
Well, we talk about how tough it is for the players to go on a long road trip. But then again, John, we forget about guys like you and the play-by-play team. You've been on that road trip, too.
Most people in their right minds would forget about us. You're right. And, we're happy to be along. It was an interesting trip. It was three time zones. It was a week. It was a challenge at times. There had some unbelievable moments. That first ever win is a highlight of my career. And we're just getting started here. So tomorrow night, as you guys said, history again. And I can't wait to get in that facility, see the building, and see the fans, and see what kind of electricity the city is going to bring to the table and kind of energize this team and get them back on track.
John, I can't even imagine what that moment, that leading up to the puck being dropped at Climate Pledge Arena, just how many hockey fans that have been waiting forever. And then also, there's a lot of new hockey fans that have quickly fallen in love with the sport, and it's just going to be an electric vibe over at Climate Pledge Arena. So have you been in the arena yet at all, or is your first experience going to be on Saturday walking into that arena?
Yeah, my first experience will be like many of the fans. It'll be tomorrow. I mean, I was there in July.
Yeah.
And Tim Leiwicki was kind enough to give my family and myself a hard hat tour of the facility. And we saw the under construction, what it's supposed to look like. But I haven't seen the finished product yet, so I can't wait.
Wow, it's an amazing. Of course, we know that the creative team that the Vegas Knights use in order to make all the incredible displays that they show before a game, they have been hired by the Kraken. So I got to be thinking that we're going to have not just like, a guy go out with balloons and go, hey, I feel like we're going to have a pretty top-notch opening night.
Honestly, I'm biased, but I don't think the Kraken, and I've been in the league a long time, as you guys know, I don't think the Kraken have missed a beat on any of this in terms of people they put in place to do specific jobs. And you're right. This group will do an amazing job with the game presentation and the double scoreboards, which is very unique. They don't have the normal video board that hangs over center ice. There are two boards that'll work in harmony with each other. So I can't wait to see how that works. There's just so many nuances about this building that are going to separate it from everything else we've seen. And that's not an exaggeration. And really, tomorrow night, guys, is a culmination of a lot of hard work for a lot of people, right? And years of dreaming about it, years of planning for this. And that's the people, along with the players and the coaches, that need to be celebrated, along with our fans, tomorrow night. I'm new to this. I'm just beginning here. And there's been a lot of work accomplished here over the last couple of years to get to this point to launch it.
John, while you're on the road, what was the feedback and just the vibe from other broadcasters from the other cities, their perception of just how things are here in Seattle and like what they've noticed? I'm sure you talk with a lot of people when you go into different towns. What was the vibe that you were getting about Seattle from their perspective?
everyone's jacked up. Everyone's excited. Everyone has taken notice. And how can you not? You know, the branding has been great. The colors are striking. And what I like too, guys, is we saw a lot of Kraken fans along the way. And I think, you know, there'll be people who travel. There'll be people who go to different cities on trips to follow the team. But I think there's been a lot of great marketing done here in the buildup, where people have purchased merchandise and kind of adopting the Kraken as a second team. And you know what? Now we just have to take advantage of this homestand. The team's going to have to respond, come home, and establish themselves as a good home ice team, and also as a difficult building for the opponents. And that's up to the fans.
Let's talk about the first few games. Obviously, we would love to have had a winning record on those road games, but they were all, with the exception of the Philly game, I mean, they were all so close. And I mean, a couple of things going the right way. We're looking at a 4-1 team as opposed to 1-3-1. And I mean, what was your perspective as far as watching that team, things that you noticed that you were excited about and things that you think the team could definitely work on?
Well, there's a lot of time to sink, right? And as I came back with the team, you know, 5.5 hour flight from New Jersey, you think about what you just saw. And you're right. They were in position to win 4 out of the 5 games, but this is the bottom line business. They didn't get that done and come up with 3 points, which is okay. Get the historic first win out of the way, which was amazing. But I thought about the length of the trip. I thought about how it began with all the COVID stuff that was going on and all the uncertainty in terms of the lineup on opening night. Everything wasn't perfect. And probably what caught up to this team the most was the fact that the practice time wasn't available. It wasn't perfect. So it was 5 cities and 3 time zones. I think the league could have given them a little bit of an easier schedule, could have been 5 games on the road in the West, and that would have been a little bit easier, but it wasn't. So they go out there, they get some of those games out of the way, and they learn about each other. And that's what I saw. And I think everything that went wrong is fixable with guys getting used to each other and the coach being able to get some real good practice time in where they can get their systems in place. And a lot of the mistakes that were made were by their own volition. And so the team is too experienced and too good to make those same mistakes over and over again. You fix those, you win those games. The goaltending was very solid. They showed a lot of looks around the net. Some of the plays were finished and a lot of them were not, but at least they had real good looks and they weren't outplayed by anybody with the exception of the Philadelphia game. And I really think the Philadelphia game was just a flat game for the Kraken, and that's going to happen. So let's hope they come home here and establish their game. Climate Pledge Arena, that'll be great to watch.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot of great energy for them. Home cooking, being back in their, you know, their joint, everybody being around whatever families they may have here. And of course, you know, that crowd, there's no way. I mean, you know, they're in front of everybody else's crowd. They got to watch Gritty sit there and, you know, beat up a mascot of ours and all that. I mean, they got to watch all that. You know, now
that's
they get
Cuddles the mascot, BJ.
And speaking of which, John, again, any news? Have you heard anything? Because, again, no. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing on our minds is the mascot.
Like I told you, I'm still that mushroom in the corner, man. No, I have no idea. I'm just trying to figure out who's in the lineup, never mind who the mascot is.
Well, see, your priorities are out of whack then, clearly.
Way out of whack, John. I thought we knew you. Yeah. I thought we had this relationship.
I gotta work
harder. A big story.
I haven't learned after all this time. You're right.
I mean, unbelievable. After all this time.
I'm glad I called in for this.
Right? All these years, all these great awards. But come on, John. What's the mascot situation?
Exactly. An experienced broadcaster knows what the big story is, John. Come on.
We can all be better. We can all be better, right?
That's right. Well, it probably was a flat day. It was a flat day for you today.
I love that I was in Philly and then New Jersey both created their own mascots for the Kraken during their games. Yeah. I was like, that's just ridiculous.
That one in Jersey was sad.
It was so sad.
Yeah, it was very, very sad.
Awful. Yeah. But there, again, it was New Jersey. So. they call it the Garden State, right? You got to figure out why.
Yeah. Well, you know what you have to do to make your garden grow, right, John?
True. Very true.
We're talking to John Forslund, the voice of your Seattle Kraken, and pretty much every game that you're going to watch on TV on Root Sports is going to be on Root Sports, and John is going to be there with JT Brown. You guys,
and also big shout out to the in between period crew and the post game show.
Yes,
everything on Root has just been, guys have been knocking it out of the park. A longtime hockey fan like myself, I've been really enjoying it. I've been talking to my buddies and even like my wife, who is relatively new to hockey. And all of you on that team have done such a great job of all keeping it Explaining it for the newbies as well, and I think that's all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a line we walk, right? And I think it's important. I think that, you know, the education of new fans is really important, but not at the expense of people who follow the game, right? So you have to make sure you do that. I hope we accomplish that goal. I think we're on our way, but you're right. We're surrounded, JT and I, by some great people at Root Sports. Presentation of the games have been great. It's only going to get better. And, that's important because that transmits a lot of the energy from the team and the messaging and all those kinds of things. But most importantly, this is a great game, and we have to energize people to understand that, you know, if you come and see a game live, you're really going to get hooked. And I think that's what the beauty of hockey. Hockey brings a ton of emotion and adrenaline attached to the game that can really be easily transmitted to the fans.
Hey, John, I've never been to an arena that put on that kind of holographic display that Vegas did. How cool was that to be there and see the Kraken, even though they were basically getting rid of the Kraken, but at first to see the Kraken rise from the ice like that, I mean, it looked great on TV. How did it look in person?
Unbelievable. They do a remarkable job there. And as you point out, you know, the group that was responsible for most of that is now, you know, employed by the Kraken and will be handling everything inside Climate Pledge. So that's a good thing. But that building has established an identity, you know, known as the Fortress T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's the key, you know, to build an identity and what your building is going to look like inside and sound like and what it's most importantly going to be like for an opponent to come in. And in a short period of time, the Vegas franchise has accomplished that. I was able to do many of their playoff games in year one, you know, for NBC. And it's special, and it hasn't changed. There for the third round this year, and it was absolutely spectacular. So I expect the same thing here. I really believe that, and I think you're going to see the Seattle fan, the Kraken Nation, kind of take on its own identity, and that's going to be really a lot of fun to watch.
And what a great way to start it off this Saturday, tomorrow, with the ultimate rivalry, which is going to be our friends up north with the Vancouver Canucks.
And,
they come in at the end of a long road trip.
Yep.
So let's send them home, right? Send them home happy or unhappy or both.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll give them parting gifts with their loss. How about that? Give them a gift basket. That always works. John, the question that I've got for you is that I know Root Sports isn't doing the game. By the way, if you want to know where to get that game, it's going to be on ESPN Plus. It's on Hulu. And if you have CBC or CBUT, you're going to be able to get that on Comcast. Is it 619, you said, Steve?
Yep, for hockey in Canada.
If so, hopefully you have that on your cable package. But one lucky person from our show is going to get to go to the press box and be there on Saturday. And, John, I'm wondering if you're going to be there on Saturday, I think Steve could use a friend. Any chance at all that, you know,
you want to eat a pretzel together? Is that what you're trying to ask him?
Yeah, could you be Steve's press box friend? Because he doesn't know anybody in the press box. And we're all surprised he was invited to the press box, to be honest.
We're going to have a meeting about this. So if you've got a couple of dollars this afternoon, we can discuss this.
I swear, BJ, if you screw this up for me, I'm never going to talk to you again.
No. By all means, I say yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure that John's got people. You know what I mean? Like, somebody can be with you. Maybe, like, the assistant to the assistant to the assistant or something like that.
The backups. I'm all about being the backups. Yeah.
John's a busy man. I'm sure that, you know, maybe, you
not
know.
Tomorrow.
You
know. Not tomorrow.
Yeah, you know.
So, John, we're crushing beers tomorrow is what you're saying?
Wow. No, we're not doing that.
Dang it.
Wow.
No.
Holy cow.
No,
that just
I got to be ready for Tuesday. I can't handle that.
I'm not thinking we're not going to drink that hard.
Well, he doesn't know you, Steve.
I've heard some stories.
Fair.
Yeah. That's
I do my homework. What do you think? I'm stupid? I do my homework.
All right, we'll stick with just pretzels.
Yeah, John's a professional. He knows exactly who he's talking to. John, thank you so much for being with us and really, you know, helping us and helping our listeners really understand the game and really explain what's going on. Because a lot of people, you know, if you're on, I'm part of that Kraken Facebook group, and people are losing their minds after just five games.
It's crazy how people are so over. It's like this is a long season. You're going to go crazy if you keep getting this reactionary this early in the season.
No, you gotta get excited, man. And this is all good because hockey's all about passion, and that's what's going to happen here. And just trust me on this. This is just the beginning of a unbelievable ride. And if this team can find its way into the playoffs, you guys won't believe it. I mean, and I believe there's a realistic chance that could happen. So let's just start with step number one tomorrow night. And what's the name of that individual that wants to find me tomorrow? I got to, was it Nick?
Brandon Tanev. Brandon Tanev.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh. I've heard of him. Yeah, I've seen photos.
He's got some scary eyes. Yeah.
There you go. Steve Miggs, who looks a lot like
Steve
Vin
Miggs.
Diesel.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I've heard of that guy too. Yes. Yeah.
Just look for Vin Diesel. They look very much alike. And
Bring your credential, Steve.
Yes. I have a sign that says, I know John. That's
not a credential for anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't even get you into my own house.
John Forslund, the voice of your Seattle Kraken on Root Sports. John, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, man.
All right, you guys, anytime. Enjoy it.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.